Hey.
Hello.
You were in the audience tonight.
I was.
Okay, now you didn't have a question, you had a proposal. Tell us all about that.
No, I did have a question, and one of the things I asked was how just how disruptive they wanted these things to be, how much this was about challenging the status quo, or how much it was about learning techniques for working with the status quo. And one of the things I said was, you talk about wanting to know why people come to a political meeting, but you haven't asked any of us why we're here. And then they asked me why I was here and what drew me. And then I started to talk about this idea I'm working up. And actually, what's amazing, someone said that to me, is if you put out into the universe what you're about, things come back to you. And it's so true. I'm on a kind of career change, and this is a new project that I want to work on. And the more I talk about it with people, the more people come to me with ideas, complete gift economy, exchanging ideas, suggestions, contacts. I've made 5 new connections today. I'm trying to work up a new kind of events idea without, you know, raining on the parade of these guys who are doing a great job. And actually, just to stay on message with this event, Mikey, who you spoke to earlier from Public Speak, is it?
Yes.
Was saying that actually the final event is going to incorporate some of the ideas that I was suggesting, which will be inclusive and participatory and about building solutions that come from the floor, that come from the people who are in the room, not just, you know, a Q&A with the people on the stage.
Well, tell us your idea, because she was talking about, you know, including, like, say, the drugs trade, you've got to include the crack dealer and the...
Oh, yeah. So my idea actually links really closely to what the community organiser was saying in the room, Betsy, I think her name was, about how everyone is an expert in their own experience. And there's definitely a model now for engaging everybody. So coming off the back of everybody having an opinion and everybody being able to voice it, the 97ers that someone was talking about, Ms. McQueenie, I think. And she was saying that now everyone has a voice and feels that they are an expert in their opinion. And you can see that in radio. They've got to have feedback from the audience and a certain amount of audience participation. You must know that as journalists.
Yeah.
You've got to have that kind of participatory nature. And I was like, well, what about if we did it differently? You know, the way I say it is without, you know, I don't know if you'll even be able to get this on air, but it's not about doing a debate in the style of Intelligence Squared, and it's not about doing something like TED. It's about TED Squared. It's about what would it be if the power of the internet to take the message forward was used in the way that you run the event and you create lasting relationships with face-to-face networks, rather than the people at TED who have to be in the room to pay, and then it goes viral because it's filmed. But it's the same level of candor of debate about fixing systems that you see, say, at Intelligence Squared or 5x15 or any of the other kind of events. And I was really excited and interested to come tonight to see what participatory public events would feel like in 2014. And I've got to say, they feel pretty bloody similar to as ever. And I think there is time for disruption.
What did you think about it tonight?
Well, it was hot. And you know, my idea is you've got to be in the right environment to think differently. And sitting on a nylon chair in a subterranean room on a beautiful night when the sunset's gorgeous isn't going to be conducive to kind of creative, systemic, shifting type thought. And that's the kind of idea and event that I'm hoping that I'll be able to create. And that's actually the idea that people are ripe for at the moment, I think, which is about getting people engaged in new ways of behaving together. We're doing it on social media, but we're also craving the face-to-face of real connection and lasting relationships, and this buzzword of the time, authenticity. You know, I always say if you have to use the word, you're probably not being it. But, you know, there is an element of actually trying to get those real connections with people. So find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter, Emma Bondor. I'm really up for the debate and taking these ideas forward. And if you've got an issue that you think needs fixing that can only be fixed by everybody who wants to be there being in the room, get in touch with me because I'd like to help make it happen.
That's your Facebook name. Do you have any other way we can find you? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, Emma Bondor on Twitter.
Okay.
All one word. And find me. I mean,
B-O-N-D-E-R?
B-O-N-D-O-R.